Hello, this is Ross Bliley from the podcast Pigskin Tales. This podcast is sponsored by Sterling Soap Company. With products sold throughout 41 locations around the globe, Sterling Soap Company has a unique assortment of products to choose from for your loved one for the holidays. Handmade artisan soaps created by Roderick and Amanda Loven since 2012, these products are affordable and provide great value. Act now and save on your shipping costs. If you purchase $75 or more, your shipping cost is free in the United States. Shop now online at sterlingsoap.com.
What's up, sports history fan? Dana Augusta here of the Historically Speaking Sports Podcast. Ever wish you can get behind-the-scenes access to the Hockey Hall of Fame and dive into the untold stories that shaped the game? Then you need to check out Hockey Hall of Fame True Stories Part 2 by Eric Zweig. Eric's latest book is packed with wild, unexpected tales from epic rivalries and game-changing moments to quirky incidents like polo injuries and snowblower mishaps. Eric Zweig's impeccable research and passion for the sport of hockey will whisk you through the NHL's early years, the origins of the Three Stars tradition, and how hockey first hit the airwaves. Plus, you get fresh takes on legends like Wayne Gretzky, Bobby Hall, and Joe Sakic. Hockey Hall of Fame True Stories 2 is available now wherever you get your books. Grab your copy and get ready to dive deep into the heart of the game.
Another bonus edition of the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch Football by Numbers series. And today we're talking about jersey number 43s, and we'll come up with a top 10 list of the greatest number 43s in NFL history coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of America's football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Aaron Hayes, is podcasting from the Pig Pen on America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff supplying the great tunes, let's go no huddle through some stories of America's football history.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen for a special bonus edition, Football by Numbers, jersey number 43. And boy, do we have some great players to talk about in this episode that wore the number 43 in the NFL. We're going to start off where we always start, and that's with the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. They tell us that there are two enshrined members of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Cliff Harris and Troy Polamalu. Both of them are truly incredible defensive backs. And let's talk about Cliff Harris first. And, he was quite a player. Played with the Dallas Cowboys, came in 1970, played with them all the way through the 1979 season. And on our bio that we have on his November 12th birthday for Cliff Harris, as we do for all the Hall of Famers for the college and the Pro Football Hall of Fame, we tell about the legendary Dallas Cowboys safety was born on November 12th, 1948. And the Pro Football Hall of Fame tells a tale of how Cliff Harris was underdrafted after 17 rounds of picks in the 1970 NFL draft. This had to be some great motivation as he signed on as a free agent with the Cowboys that year and never looked back. The Pro Football Hall of Fame selected Cliff Harris to join their ranks with the folks with the Gold Jackets in the year 2020. So he is a recent entry into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and he just had some tremendous seasons with the Cowboys. He had 29 interceptions to his credit. One of those returned for a touchdown, 281 total return yards off of those 29 interceptions. He had 141 games. So that is quite a feat. And he had a lot of pass breakups. He was a good run stopper. He recovered 10 fumbles during his career. That's almost a fumble recovery per year. And just great part of that doomsday defense that the Cowboys had in the 1970s under Coach Tom Landry. And that is why he is going to be our first one on our list of the greatest number 43s in NFL history. Harris wore that jersey number 43 for 10 seasons. And wearing the jersey number 43 for 12 seasons was our other Hall of Famer, Troy Polamalu, the great safety of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he had another one that just had a great career. He was born in Garden Grove, California, and he was just a free-roaming safety from Southern Cal, known as a Tasmanian Devil. And the National Football Foundation tells us that he was a two-time first-team All-America, earning consensus honors in 2002, and he was a finalist for the Jim Thorpe Award as the best defensive back in the nation his senior year. One of his top collegiate moments was at the 2001 Las Vegas Bowl, where he set a Las Vegas Bowl record with 20 tackles. That's from the safety position. Troy led Southern Cal in tackles with 118, as well as three interceptions in 2001, after topping the team in interceptions with two and seven deflections in the year 2000. The College Football Hall of Fame put him in their museum in 2019. And he was a first-round pick of the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2003 and became the centerpiece of their highly touted Pittsburgh defense, making his career just driving opposing quarterbacks crazy because they had to account for him each and every play, know where he was. I mean, how about that play? I think they were playing the Titans, where he just leapt over the line, you know, beat the snap count, and jumped over the center and had the quarterback tackled on a flying tackle. It was a short and goal situation, preventing them from going anywhere. I mean, how are you supposed to do that? He flew like Superman to make that tackle. But just some of the spectacular interceptions he had were just tremendous, too. He had 32 career interceptions. Three of those were returned for touchdowns. None bigger than that playoff game against the Baltimore Ravens. I think it might have even been an AFC championship game in the 2005 season, I think it was, where he just took it to the house and sort of crushed the dreams of the Ravens, who had played a really tough game all year long, or all game long. But he had a total of 398 return yards off those interceptions. But he was just a factor in everything. 783 career tackles, 583 of those were solo tackles. Sure tackler, always around the ball, and just drove people crazy. 8 Pro Bowls, 4 times as an All-Pro, 2 Super Bowl championships with the rings put on his finger, and he was all 2000s team as the safety for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that's why he is definitely going on as the second one on our list. Now we're going to get into some players that aren't quite in the Hall of Fame yet. And the first one is a running back, Larry Brown, who had 5,875 yards rushing, 35 touchdowns in 102 games. Played with the Washington Redskins, came in 1968, played all the way to 1976, had 2,000 yard seasons, one in 1970, the other in 1972 with the Redskins, and got close a couple other times, 948 yards and well up into the 800s two additional times after that. And he was just a great running back, 4 Pro Bowls he played in, twice he was an All-Pro, was the MVP of the league in 1 year, and I think that was 1970 when he had 1,125 yards rushing, and a 1972 AP Offensive Player of the Year, and also a Burt Bell Award winner, 1972. Wore that 43 his entire career, and that's why we're going to make Larry Brown the running back. There's been a lot of Larry Browns in the league, but Larry Brown, the running back of the Redskins, he is going to be our third entrant into our top 10 greatest number 43s in NFL history. And probably another one that's going to be, we're going to be talking about, he's going to get real close if he's not in, is George Atkinson, who was the great defensive back of those Oakland Raiders. 1968, he came into the league, played all the way to 1977 with the Raiders, and in one final year in 1979 with the Denver Broncos. But he's known as an Oakland Raider, that's for sure. And his nickname was Butch, and he had 30 interceptions in his career, 2 of those taken back to the house, 448 yards returned on those 30 interceptions. So he definitely knew what to do with the ball when he got it in his hands. But he was a kick returner, too, for probably about 5 or 6 seasons, mostly early on in his career. His longest was a 62-yard kick return. Never had a touchdown off him, but had almost 1,900 yards in total kick return yardage. He did return 3 punt returns for touchdowns, 1,247 yards there. So a lot better on the punt return with scoring than he was on the kick return, but of course you got the full field to go to on that. And his longest punt return was 86 yards. I'm going to take a wild guess that was probably one of his 3 touchdowns. But Mostly known as a defender. And I think that is why George Atkinson will be our fourth member of the number 43s to go into our top 10 greatest ever. And another player we want to talk about is Steve Foley, who had a great pro career, came in with the Denver Broncos 1976, played all the way to 1986, entire career with the Denver Broncos, entire career wearing number 43, came out of Tulane, and just phenomenal. He had 44 interceptions, 622 yards returned off those interceptions, one touchdown, and he also recovered three fumbles and scored on one of those too. So, you know, just these guys just are love to have their hands on the ball from the defensive standpoint. And the first 4 years, he was the right cornerback of the Broncos. Then he moved to free safety for the remainder of his career and played in 10 playoff games, and you know, just a brilliant player. And not sure he's going to have a good chance of getting in, but not sure he's going to make it. But we're going to come back to Steve Foley and take a look at him in a little bit. All right, next 43 we're going to take a look at is Jim Norton, and he is one of those guys that our friend Joe Ziemba just loves. He's defensive back and a punter. Oh, finding those punters at number 43, Joe would be all over this. He was with the Houston Oilers from 1960 all the way to 1968, so mainly an AFL player with those Houston Oilers, and he had 45 interceptions during his career, 592 return yards, one touchdown, and his punts were just off the charts too. I think his average punting was 42.1 yards per kick. So that is a very good punt, and 522 punts. Great job there. And on, you know, on his and that makes Jim Norton a very strong contender to make our top 10. We're not going to give him that honor yet because we want to make sure we review and get this right, because we already have four spots filled up. But when you have people like this next number 43, running back Darren Sproles, who wore the 43 his entire career, his career spanned from 2005 when he came in with the San Diego Chargers. He played with them for 5 years, played 3 years as a New Orleans Saints, and then his final six seasons, all the way to 2019 with the Philadelphia Eagles. And he just had some tremendous years as in the NFL. 3,552 yards rushing, 732 yards, 4.9 yards per carry. You heard me right, 4.9 yards per carry, 23 touchdowns. You only needed two downs to get a first down almost with Mr. Sproles in the backfield. But he had an additional 4,840 receiving yards, 32 more touchdowns there. So a total of 55 touchdowns through the air and ground combined. And his yards per catch were over 8.8 yards per catch. And he is also one that had three Pro Bowls, was a Super Bowl champ, I believe that was with the Philadelphia Eagles in that latest run that they had. All Hall of Fame team of the 2010s, and the Hall of Fame 2010s all Hall of Fame team there too, and it's the Super Bowl championship. Just a tremendous player. What a speed demon. His nickname was Lightning Bug, and that's the way he moved around, as he could shift around with the best of them, just like he was flying through the air. But only he didn't have a light on his tail so people could find him. All they could see was the cloud of dust that Darren Sproles would make. But he was a great player, and I think he's another one that has some strong consideration of making it into our top 10 of our greatest number 43s in NFL history, because he wore that number very, very proudly. Just like our next player, Spider Lockhart. You got to love that name. Another defensive back who played with the New York Giants, came in 1965, played with the G-men all the way to 1975. And he had 41 interceptions of his own, three touchdowns, 475 yards returned off of those. And another tremendous player that made two Pro Bowls. And he recovered nine fumbles during his career. So he loved to have his hands on that ball from a DB position. And another player that we're excited about and are going to take another strong look at the end before we make it. But he's on the inside looking out to make this list. But so are some of these other folks. Another player that wore the number 43 for double-digit years, is in fact 11 different seasons, was Mike Pruitt, the running back, most famously of the Cleveland Browns. And that's where he played for 9 seasons wearing that 43. And then he had 2 additional years wearing a number 43 with the Kansas City Chiefs. And then he had the Buffalo Bills mixed in there, but he wore 33 with them. But 11 seasons wearing at number 43. And he hit that magic number that I look for with running backs, 7,378 yards during his career, 4.0 yards per carry, 51 touchdowns, 152 games. That's a very long career for a running back and fullback that has contact a lot during the game. And remember, he shared that with no relation. Greg Pruitt shared that Cleveland backfield behind Brian Sipe for some great Cleveland Browns offensive teams. But he was sort of that thumper back. Pruitt was more of the dash and round end guy. But they were both good backs. They both could run for power and for some A-gap stuff and things like that. But he made the Pro Bowl twice. But it's so impressive with those 7,300 yards. I am so tempted to put him on our list now. But I'm going to hold off on that, and we'll come back and take a look at him, just to be fair to everybody. Players like Tony Green are also on our list, a defensive back, wore that number 43 his entire career, which was 9 seasons he wore it. And he came in with the league in 1971 with the Buffalo Bills, played with the Bills all the way through 1979, had 37 interceptions, 628 yards off of them, 2 touchdowns. These number 43 defensive backs have a lot of times of getting their hands on the balls, because he also picked up 2 fumbles that he recovered. But another guy that we're going to take a close look at, and not sure if he'll make it, but he is another very strong player with the, you know, when you have those interceptions up in the 30s and getting your hands on the ball. And speaking of defensive backs that have interceptions up in the 30s, another number 43 is Terry Kinnard. And he also wore the number 43 for 7 seasons. He had 31 interceptions in his career, 649 return yards off of those, and 2 touchdowns. You know, so that's 20-some yards per interception he averaged. So definitely you wanted him to get his hands on the ball. He played with the New York Giants from 1983 all the way to 1989, and in one final year with the Houston Oilers. Not sure if Mr. Kinnard is going to make our list, but definitely somebody that was substantial that wore that number. Don Perkins is another fullback, halfback, that wore number 43. 1,500 rushes, 6,217 yards, 4.1 yards per carry, 42 touchdowns. He came in 1961 with the Dallas Cowboys, played with the Cowboys his entire career all the way to 1968, wore the 43 his entire career, all 8 of those seasons. And another, you know, strong contender, 6 Pro Bowls, 1 time as an All-Pro. And, you know, another great player wearing that number 43 that we got to take a look at here at the end. Just like Lenny Lyles is another one that we want to take a look at. The old double L is the initials. A defensive back and a halfback that played in 1958 with the Buffalo, and went to the 49ers in the NFL for a little while, and then went to the Baltimore Colts from 61 all the way to 69, so played on some great championship teams there. 10 seasons with Baltimore. And I'm sorry, he never played with Buffalo. It was Baltimore who's where he came in, went to San Francisco for a couple years. He ended up having a brilliant little career. Halfback wise, he had 69 yards rushing for his career, 2 touchdowns. So you could tell he was not exactly the feature back. But on defense, he ended up having 16 interceptions to his credit. So a very serviceable player, a good player. Probably not going to make our list, because this is some really good high numbers here with these guys catching interceptions in the 30s, 40s, 50s. Just like our next defensive back, who had 34 interceptions, Nate Wright, who wore 43 for a bunch of seasons with the 10 seasons altogether, wore mostly with the Minnesota Minnesota Vikings. He came in the league with the Atlanta Falcons, played with the St. Louis Cardinals for a little bit in 1969 also. Played all the way to 1980 with the Minnesota Vikings, though, so 10 solid seasons with the Vikes. And 34 interceptions, 313 yards returned off their no touchdowns. Did not make any All-Pros or Pro Bowls. That probably will keep him off of our list, but still a very, very good player. Awarded number 43 in double-digit seasons as well. We have one, Norm Thompson, that wore the jersey for 9 seasons, and he was another defensive back, had 33 interceptions, 593 return yards, 2 touchdowns off those picks, and picked up 5 fumbles himself. Came in 1971 with the St. Louis Cardinals, played with them for 6 seasons, and 3 final years with the Baltimore Colts in the late 70s, 1979 being his last season in the NFL. 43 his entire career. Another great player, but not sure he's going to have enough to make it. And a more modern defensive back that wore 43 was T.J. Ward. And T.J. Ward came into the league in 2010 with the Cleveland Browns, stayed with them for 4 years, then played 3 years with the Denver Broncos on those high-powered Super Bowl teams led by Peyton Manning, and one final year in 2017 with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, another great defensive team. He ended up having 8.5 sacks during his career, 458 solo tackles, and he forced 10 fumbles. And interception-wise, he had one interception taken back to the house off of 8 career interceptions. But he was known as a run stopper, 2 Pro Bowls, a Super Bowl championship with the Denver Broncos in that 2014 season. So T.J. Ward, another great player, but I'm not sure he's got quite the mustard to make it onto our list. And let's take a look at one more player here before we go into our final picks here, maybe 2 players. Dave Hampton was a running back that had 4,536 yards, 4.0 yards per carry, 25 touchdowns, played with the Green Bay Packers 1969 to 71, then went to Atlanta for 4 seasons and finished up, it was 1976, partially on the Falcons and on the Eagles. Another great player that probably won't make the list, but I'm glad we got to talk about him today. And how about Gerald Sensabaugh as our last player we're going to discuss for these number 43s? Another defensive back, 14 interceptions, 83 yards off of them. Jacksonville Jaguars player from 2005 to 2008, and then 4 final seasons with as a Dallas Cowboy strong safety, 2009 to 2012. Wore the 43 his entire career for, so 8 seasons with that number 43. So let's go back and review. Well, you know what? I want to talk about one more, because Frank Lewis is another player that wore 43. He just popped up. Wide receiver, came in with the Pittsburgh Steelers, 7 seasons with them, 6 final years with the Buffalo Bills. And, during his career, he had 40 touchdowns, 6,724 yards in receiving, and had a 16.9 yards per catch off 397 receptions. So good, solid receiver. He wore the 43 only as a Steelers for 7 seasons. Good, solid receiver, in that same class with, Lynn Swann and John Stallworth, Bradshaw throwing to them, and Terry Hanratty and Joe Gilliam. Had some great receivers there, as well as all-around players. Chuck Noll knew how to pick them. So, that's the players we're going to review and be under consideration. We have 4 that we already put on our list. Cliff Harris, Troy Polamalu are the Hall of Famers. Larry Brown and George Atkinson are our other 2. So that's our 4 spots. And then I think our next one we want to put on here, I think I'm going to put Mike Pruitt on there, the running back, because he got over that 7,000-yard mark, and I think that's just a magical number for career yards for a running back in the NFL, because their careers are so short so often. And I think number 6 spot's going to go to Steve Foley, that we talked quite a bit about. And I like Jim Norton as our number 7. And Spider Lockhart is another one. I think we'll give him the 8th spot. And Darren Sproles, the 9. And I think we've got to go with Don Perkins as our 10th player. So here we go. Cliff Harris, Troy Polamalu, Larry Brown, George Atkinson, Steve Foley, Jim Norton, Darren Sproles, Spider Lockhart, Mike Pruitt, and Don Perkins are our top 10 greatest number 43s in NFL history so far. And this is through the 2020 season, and truly some great players. We're glad you could join us. If you see or hear of anybody that we missed and you want to have us make a correction, please email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. And on a future episode, we're going to go through and make some of those corrections. We already have some of those I wish we would have done differently, but some of you fans are really smart out there. You picked up on it and saw some people that we missed and wanted us to change. And you are absolutely right after we did some investigation. So we will be having a show on that to correct some of those wrongs and get the players in the proper position, because we want to get it right. So we appreciate you joining us. Join us on pigskindispatch@gmail.com to see all the latest blogs and podcasts. We have a daily podcast, Football History Headlines, Birthdays of Hall of Famers. And we're also a member of the Sports History Network, sportshistorynetwork.com, the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, where we are one of about 20-some different podcasters, and it's growing all the time, on sports history. So there's a lot of football in there, but also some other sports from around the world, with some very talented podcasters and some excellent guests that'll keep you entertained throughout your day or in your travels, whatever you listen to podcasts. So make sure you get following those on your favorite podcast provider, as well as our podcast. And another way to follow our podcast is to email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. We'll send you an email each and every morning when you're on our email list, and you'll have our latest blogs and podcasts each and every day shortly before 7 a.m. Eastern time in the United States, at the same time around the world, but we're going off at Eastern time. So until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network, and we're able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know that. Can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website, seriously, all you got to do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you gotta do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.